This is Fresh Air. Justin Torres's long-awaited second novel, Blackouts, has been shortlisted for the National Book Award. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says Torres clearly took the time he needed to write something rich and strange. Here's her review.
Blame the Halloween season, but Justin Torres's Blackouts strikes me as a traditional novel wearing the costume of experimental fiction. I say that because even though Blackouts is festooned in dizzying layers of tales within tales, photographs, film scripts, scholarly-sounding endnotes, and fictionalized accounts of real-life figures, at its core is a classic conceit, one that's been dramatized by the likes of Tolstoy, Willa Cather, Marilynne Robinson, and many others. I'm talking about the deathbed scene. Here, that scene consists of a conversation between two friends about the distortions and erasures of queer history. Over a decade has passed since Torres made his mark with his semi-autobiographical debut novel called We the Animals, which was hailed as an instant queer classic and made into a film. Blackouts justifies the wait. The novel opens with the arrival of a 27-year-old man at an eerie, ornate ruin of a building called the Palace, located somewhere in the desert. He's seeking an older man known as Juan Gay. Some 10 years ago, the two men met when they were institutionalized for their sexuality. Now Juan is very sick, and he asks his younger friend, whom he affectionately calls in Spanish, Nene, to promise to remain in the palace and finish the project that had once consumed him, the story of a certain woman who shared his last name, Miss Jan Gay. Jan Gay, it turns out, was the actual pseudonym of Helen Reitman, a real-life queer writer and sex researcher. She was also the daughter of Ben Reitman, known as the Hobo Doctor, who ministered to the poor and who was a lover of the anarchist Emma Goldman. You see how Juan's stories begin to spiral out, touching history both imagined and true. Nene is oblivious to most of this history. So it's Juan's mission before he dies to enlighten his young friend, and by extension, those of us readers who also need enlightening. Here's how Nene remembers his earliest realization that he had a lot to learn, back when he first met Juan and was struck by his quiet self-possession. I was a teenager from nowhere. I saw only that Juan transcended what I thought I knew about sissies. When he spoke in allusion. I don't think he expected me to understand directly, but rather wanted me to understand how little I knew about myself, that I was missing out on something grand, a subversive variant culture, an inheritance. Nene's ignorance about that inheritance is not all his own fault, of course. That history was censored, obliterated. That's where Juan's project comes in. He owns a copy of a book, an actual book, called Sex Variants, a Study of Homosexual Patterns, that was published in 1941. The book was built on Jan Gay's original research into queer lives and the oral histories that she collected. But that research was twisted by so-called medical professionals who co-opted her work and were intent on categorizing homosexuality as a psychiatric disorder and a crime. Torres's title, Blackouts, refers to the blacking out of pages of Jan Gay's interviews with her queer subjects, pages that are recreated here. Juan and Nene's extended deathbed conversation about sex, family ostracism, Puerto Rican identity, and films they love, like Kiss of the Spider Woman, an inspiration for this novel, is a way of imaginatively restoring some of that forbidden material. Blackouts is the kind of artfully duplicitous novel which makes a reader grateful for Wikipedia. Although Torres supplies what he coyly terms blinkered endnotes to this novel, I found myself checking the sources of almost everything, including illustrations from mid-20th century children's books that Jan Gay wrote with her real-life, longtime partner, Jaina Gay. The book banners will flip out when they learn of this actual couple whose children's books may still be lurking on library shelves. But at the still center of this spectacular whirl of talk and play remain the remarkable figures summoned from history and Torres's imagination, whose lives were animated by their outlawed desires. Torres articulates a blinding blizzard of hurt in these pages, yet Nene and Juan give us and themselves much joy too. A kiss to build a dream on.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Blackouts by Justin Torres. On tomorrow's show, we talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. She dominated headlines with news that she and her husband, famed actor Will Smith, have been separated for 7 years. That's just one of several revelations in her new memoir, Worthy. She'll talk about growing up in Baltimore, her career in Hollywood, and her friendship with the late rapper Tupac Shakur. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Nyakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.B. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies.